And hello, everyone. We're back. It's the Cap Room. I'm Ben Zepp, one of your hosts. I will say my butt is a little sore for the amount of time I spent on my couch this weekend.
Oh, I was about to say, pause, nigga. Oh, my God.
And I mean, I probably spent like 10 hours in the same spot this weekend. So if anyone knows a good massage place, let me know. But I'm Ben Zepp. This is the Cap Room. Joined by my two co-hosts, Shakori Young, Niles Abston. How you doing, guys?
I'm good. And if you're in Toronto, Canada, come see me June 15th at the Comedy Bar. Tickets while supplies last.
Did you just start promoting the tour? What are you doing?
No, I need to sell these tickets to Toronto before I announce the actual tour. The tour gets announced on Thursday.
Okay. Well, Cap Room, you just heard the exclusive. My bad. I'm thinking you already dropped. I'm like, I ain't been on socials this morning. Shout out Toronto, June 15th.
Yeah, pull up on me. I've never been to Toronto before, so come see me. Apparently, y'all got some guys that use AI rap, but we don't have to get into that.
Okay, I'll be at the Nightcap next Sunday.
Let's go.
If you guys want to see me,
big Nightcap.
You doing the Nightcap on the 28th? 28th?
Yeah, Sunday the 28th. Yeah,
I'll go. I'll pull up on you. If I ain't working, I'll pull up on you. We could do the whole little thing. I won't say on this part.
Okay, big weekend. I for one am just glad NBA playoffs are back. These people were going really hard, trying so hard, even down 20, working so hard. I think we're just going to start going backwards. We're going to start from the most recent game and go. That means we're going to save the best for last, the Cavs. But we'll finish with probably the closest game and then the most exciting game, the Pelicans Thunder. I sent you guys my picks. I picked Thunder in seven. I thought it was going to be a pretty competitive series like this first game, even without Zion. Do any of you guys think the Pelicans can win this series after that first game?
No.
First of all, Ben, I thought you starting with a Zion apology because we hasn't playing games while we've gone this week too, and I know my boy got injured, but 40 and 11 before he pulled that hammy, boy Ben was buckling in his fucking on his couch.
Zion did his thing, man. I took the under on him that day and lost some money. So
I took the under as well, lost some money. I don't know. I'm hearing iffy things. First thing I saw from Zion when he's out two weeks, and I'm like, well, that's the whole series, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. Can they make it long? I didn't think they could make it this competitive. I didn't think they could already make it this competitive. Valanciunas, I did see that. I'm watching highlights. I think Valanciunas was killing them. Yeah, Valanciunas was killing.
And that's what we talked about OKC. They soft in the paint, and somebody like Valanciunas can be a game changer in a series like that.
Who knew? A really good big man, Dallas, would be so effective. You know what I mean? Dallas, I knew a big man would be this, like, wow. You know what I mean? But my bad. Yeah. Ben, I don't know. It wasn't a great B.I. game, but maybe if you get some good B.I. game. If you still wanted the games at OKC, I do think this is a long series. I mean, we're going to talk about it all pod. Game one overreactions are real. Game one overreactions
are real. I love it. That's my favorite thing.
Yes, game one overreactions are real. That's what I had to tell myself yesterday, too. But game one overreactions are very real. And I do think it should be scary for this OKC team that they were this competitive without Zion. And I don't care what you think about Zion. If that fat motherfucker come back in this series, he's going to be a problem to handle because Valanciunas is already a problem. I think this is going to be a long series.
I love getting caught in the moment in game one. I'm such a victim of game one overreactions, and I don't care. Pelicans in five.
Pelicans in five with no Zion?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was about to say, bro, what are you?
But I do think it's going to be competitive. Yeah, this is just a big team. Pelicans have so many big wings that they can just throw at people. And I guess the other team that has a lot of big wings is also the Thunder. So it's just been a fun series. I was playing poker during this game, so I was like a little more focused on my cards than the actual basketball schemes going on.
Shea.
I mean, he's just stone cold in the clutch. Stone cold.
Mr. Consistency,
you got opinions.
As always.
You got opinions on a game you didn't watch. You should be on Inside the NBA. That's beautiful. I just don't think the Pelicans have somebody that can really, like, I mean, nobody has anything that can bodyguard Shea, but it just seemed like he just did whatever he wanted to in the fourth quarter. Like, every shot he wanted to get off, he could just get it. Like, it didn't matter. So if you're going to play this, like, half-court, back-and-forth style game where you only, like, whoever scores 95 points is going to win the game, I just don't see the Pelicans beating them in something like that. Like, they don't – B.I. is cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm not throwing no shade, but it's just like C.J. McCollum runs that offense, and I don't have any faith in him running a better half-court offense than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And I just think that's what it's going to come down to, possessions, half-court offense, fourth quarter.
This is the playoffs. Half-court offense is going to be the game. When we talk about the Nuggets, that's what we're going to be talking about. Half-court ball is.
Right. Both teams did not shoot well from three.
Oh, they didn't.
31% for the Thunder. 28% for the Pelicans. So it's kind of a wash there. But B.I. going 5-for-17, he's probably not going to go 5-for-17 again.
We're going to get a couple 40 balls from B.I. Trey Murphy. Listen, man. I know Ben's a Trey Murphy truther. I've been a Trey Murphy truther. Trey Murphy, man, let me tell y'all something, man. Trey Murphy taking 10 plus threes a game. I don't know. I'm always gonna like their chances because you could get a wild Trey Murphy game is good. I mean,
yeah.
CJ and BI didn't shoot well. I think they can get a couple games off them, but I am with you now. Nigga, Shea is just money down the stretch. Like Shea is just money down the stretch. And they're gonna get good Jalen Williams games. They didn't get a good Jalen Williams game. So I mean, ultimately, I like Thunder and six. I do like Thunder and six.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in five, but sure, maybe they might grab.
This team took two wins off of that. This same makeup. Guys are a little bit younger, but this team took two wins off that 60-win Phoenix team a couple of years ago, and that was without Zion. So that's why I'm just still like, we're gonna get a couple big Ingram games, and if they could. I mean, I know they're going to adjust to Valanciunas in that second game. I mean, I don't know who you put on him because Chet is just little. Do you try Dort out? Like, Dort has the body. Are you, like, you start experimenting using Dort like P.J. Tucker and just try to force him to play more Larry Nance? But, yeah, I think this is going to be a quick one, though. I do think this is going to be a quick one.
Okay. All right, yeah, we'll move on to the next one. Pacers, Bucks, no Giannis. Dame goes off for 36 in the 35 in the first half and finished with 35 for the game. This just looked like a team that was like way more experienced to me and knew what they wanted to do. I feel like much more comfortable with Bobby Portis having the ball than like almost anyone on the Pacers team. Chris Middleton, 9-for-14. Like I thought he had a very nice, efficient game, knew what he wanted to do. Dame Lillard somehow still a -6. So how did that happen? I don't know.
You're sick.
I guess the one thing I just want to like, I'm just going to say Tyrese Haliburton, 7 shots. What are you doing? You're the best player on this team. You're taking 7 shots.
In no world, I know it was a big Siakam game. In no world should Miles Turner take more shots than him. Miles Turner was just taking
10 more shots.
Miles Turner was taking terrible shots at that. It was just like, what the fuck is going on? Hallie has to be more aggressive. We were talking about it going towards the end of the season. Haliburton just hasn't looked the same. What's going on with this guy? And it showed itself here. Like, we did call it. I know Dame didn't score in the second half. But, yo, that's just what he do. That first half was just too much. And if you're going to get a good Middleton, shout out. We just came off C.J. McCollum, and we was comparing that. This same team with no Giannis to that Portland team. And we were saying, yo, I like Bobby Portis and Chris Middleton as co-star is better than whatever the fuck kind of cast he had going on in Portland. And if Dame gonna give you 35 in the first half, you don't have to score against this type of Pacers team who don't want to play no defense. And if Hallie not gonna be aggressive, it's like, man, you could wrap this shit up. I don't even care. Hey, Giannis, take your time. This ain't the Miami Heat, Giannis. Take your time.
Yeah, I think.
And look, I thought Rick Carlisle would have these boys more prepared. I was going to talk about that and like seeing, well, I knew we were going to talk the Mavs, but seeing Jason Kidd, I was like, man, you know, Rick Carlisle would have had us prepared. I'm saying that all the whole 2 hours. The next game, come on, that first half, I turned it right. I said, no, let me go and lay down. Let me go and lay down. These boys ain't. Rick Carlisle had these boys prepared. I can't believe that. And they did look young. They look like guys who've never been there before. And the one guy who has, and Pascal Siakam, looked ready to play.
Yeah, he was. He like midway through the second, he was like, okay, I guess I just have to do everything because no one's going to do
anything. Kyrie did the same thing later. Like, all right, you niggas.
I mean, for Dame, it's like he really has a shot to kind of be like the main character of this playoffs. With like, there's so many injuries in this first round. The other guy that's like the Batman to his whatever is hurt too. So it was just like, this is really his chance to just be like, I am Dame, by the way. Like, I know I haven't been to the playoffs in 2 seasons, but I do this shit. So it's like, he should just average 40 for the first round. Like, take this shit over. Take the media, take the headlines over. Because also is a superstar with a chip on his shoulder, which doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, and his ex-wife in the news this week. Right. I know he ain't like that. No. You got to go off now.
Exactly.
Shout out because we're the first to really break that story.
Yeah, I need Glorilla courtside. I need Glorilla courtside game
too. Glorilla game too. Yeah, Glow. Oh, my goodness.
Glorilla courtside with some shades on.
And maybe and Dame is nasty because he did say in the post game last year he hadn't been in the playoffs in a couple of years, and last year he got to go to Coachella. I wonder who he saw at Coachella. All right, y'all. So what we
I think Niles brings up a good point about Dame. I think this could be maybe like good for like the whole Bucks team that like they played a playoff game without Giannis, and like it's kind of like Dame's offense now. And like once Giannis comes back, he's just gonna fit like a glove. So I think like this could end up being like a positive thing for them moving forward.
If you got aggressive Giannis, that's like that 21 team when you had aggressive Middleton when they were calling him the Batman, when he was dropping off 40 pieces in those Atlanta games when Giannis wasn't there, when they had to split. Yo, yes, I'm kind of seeing a similar pattern. If you don't get Dame being aggressive, and we know you saying it beautifully, Ben, come fitting in like a glove, like we see Joker now, like prime LeBron when Kyrie's cooking or when D-Wade was cooking. Hey, I'm coming right in to do everything else. I'm going to still fill up this stat sheet and be just as effective. So I do like this, and I like the momentum. I like it for him and Middleton as well as Bobby Portis. I like it. These guys gaining confidence, a big win without Giannis. So when Giannis come back, they're going to need to be rolling when they see them Knicks in that second round.
Yeah, do you think you just sit Giannis until you lose?
Yeah, I'm kind of like tempered to be like, man, if they could 2-2 this, or if they're 2-1, I think you roll. No,
I mean, this first game was, it looked like fairly easy for them. So I think you run it back again, game two.
Run it back game two, and I see if you could take game three at home and go from there.
The Pacers, 1-2. They did shoot really bad from three, 8 for 38, 21%. So that probably won't happen again. But other than that, yeah, it looked like.
But that's also predicated on Halliburton penetrating. If he's not going to be aggressive, trying to get to the rim to be able to drive and kick, to be able to spread to the floor to be spread so the shooters can get better looks and fucking get the ball out of Miles Turner's hands, then yeah, this series is over.
Yeah, that's been my whole reservations toward Tyrese was like, is he a true number one? Like, can he get those shots off in playoffs and playoff games? And like, it really doesn't look like it. Like that shot is like, it's nice, but he can only like really do step backs with it. Like, but yeah, we'll see. I think this could be maybe maybe we need to reposition how we feel about him after this series, but we'll see. All right.
Was this his first playoff series?
Yeah, it's his first playoff game. It was his first playoff game. You're right, but
we'll snag one at home.
You're right, but... and I already said I love overreacting to game ones, so that's one of my favorite things. So, okay, I think probably like the least interesting games in terms of star power. those last two games. TNT got screwed, kind of. So we'll go to we know what's up. It's the Clippers Mavericks. I think it's only right to give Corey the floor.
The Dallas Mavericks got pumped, plain and simple. Yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks got pumped. And game one overreactions is one thing, but you called it, Ben. I was looking at it from the moment the first quarter started. Y'all know I was blowing the group chat up. I said, Big Zoo is barbecue chicken. I said, is this Moses Malone fucking Shaquille O'Neal? I was 4 minutes into the game, and I said, get Gafford the fuck out of the game. Lively came in, and I said, oh, no. Neither one of them. That's one thing when we talking about OKC earlier. You got just Chet Holmgren, a young 19-year-old. I know Gafford is 19. But we spent the fucking first rounder. I mean, Lively is 19, but we spent the first rounder on Gafford. Derek Lively is a top 10 pick. I'm not too worried about him, but I sat there and started thinking about the future a little bit as Luka kept getting frustrated. And let me tell you something. I don't know if we talked about it on the pod or me and Ben was just on the balcony once talking. You know I hate when he started getting step back happy.
Yeah.
When he took that third step back and bricked it, I said, no.
His step back is kind of weak, bro.
Please. The nigga, before this year, before he started shooting 39-40% this year from three, he was 33-34% from three because of that fucking step back. He gets too fucking happy with it. We got punk, plain and simple. I don't want to start getting emotional. Big Zoo was so much of a difference maker in this game. Incredible James Harden game. Russell Westbrook came in the second quarter, and that's where I saw it. Russell Westbrook getting all the hustle praise, every rebound. Got mixed up with P.J. Washington at one point and punked P.J. That's when I knew it was over. I knew it. Second quarter. I said, Russ just punked P.J. Oh, we getting punked. We look like guys that hadn't been there. And it was talked about. And even that Pacers series, that's so funny. The three series that people thought the underdog was going to win, the Suns, Mavericks, Pacers, all went in there and got a little whooping. All went in there and got a little whooping. I mean, all the home teams won game one this weekend, but oh my goodness. This is not a Derrick Jones Jr. series at all. Ty Lue was putting on a masterclass. He was coming out of timeouts.
Yeah. Looking like crazy. Three ATOs worked. Hey,
any momentum we had, Ty Lue said, come here.
Yeah.
Hey, come here. Let me show y'all something. Mm-hmm. Throw it up. It was incredible. Yeah, at one point, Kyrie got frustrated as well in the timeout. They showed it on TV and him just cussing them guys out because they wasn't locked in. I think I had just texted y'all like, niggas not locking in on defense. I don't know what's going on. And there was some good possessions where we got some shot clock violations, but it just was, oh my, why didn't Josh Green play in the whole first half? I told you before the game, they going to sit there. He tried to play Tim Hardaway and Derek Lively as the only guys off the bench. You don't put Josh, Dante Exum and Josh Green. Hey, I'm getting emotional. There was no Kawhi. I haven't even said that yet.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about
in the fourth quarter when we made the run and PG came back in the game and start looking like PG before the knee. Nigga just start, hey, whoever. PJ Washington, come here. Derrick Jones, come here. Dante Exum, come here. Hey, bring Luka up in this pick and roll. I don't want to overreact to game one. Bad Luka game. We missed a lot of good open shots. I'm hoping the adjustment is there. Play Big Zoo out of this game. The Maxi, PJ, and one of the wings with Kyrie and Luka is the lineup. We have to go small. This isn't the old small team. Big Zoo was out there looking.
The physicality. Oh, yeah. Y'all couldn't handle the physicality. And that first half, they was hunting Luka, bro. Hunting Luka.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna tire Luka out. I'm gonna tire his big ass out. We scored 30 points in the first half, 8 in the fucking second quarter.
Like, I've never seen a 30-point triple double look so bad.
Terrible. I don't care. Luka's Luka. He gonna get his numbers. He going to the line. He gonna do what he do.
Right.
That was a Kyrie game. Kyrie trying to take over in the third quarter. That was when the Ty Lue masterclass was going on in the third quarter. Kyrie was just doing whatever the fuck he wanted. And Ty Lue just said, hey, and that's where I think the frustration kicked in as a Cavs fan and a former Cavs guy in Kyrie. them two know each other. When Kyrie was cooking in the third, Ty Lue like, hey, let me come here, man. it was just a master class. I know you missed that bit. It was a master class.
I will say that I absolutely loved watching Kyrie this game. Like he's just one of the best players to put your eyes on when he's cooking, and he was doing his thing. And that's why I said, like, as a Cavs fan, those playoff runs, I literally never remember having the feeling of like, oh, Kyrie played bad this game. Like I don't remember ever feeling that way. Like he's gonna show up. I think you gotta axe the lively minutes and just play Maxi Kleber as like the backup five. I don't think, yeah. And then Josh Green more than 9 minutes.
Lively and Derrick Jones, this is not your series. Hey, yeah. Jason Kidd, if we lose this series, you're 1,000% fired. Mm-hmm. Lively and Derrick Jones, this is not your series. You have to figure that out in game two. If I can see it, the world can see it, you have to see it. And this is asking me a more important question, a question me and Ben had on the balcony for sure. When I watched Joker last year, you was asking me, is you think Luka watching Joker? He couldn't be. Hey, I do not need you bringing the ball up at all in this series. That's going to be the key. I need you operating from the post, from the elbow. That's where let Kyrie bring the ball up in this series and you operate like that. If he don't figure that out, he's going to lose the series because Kawhi is coming back and he will finish us.
Yeah.
That's it. The role players look good at home. Our role players going to look good at home. If Luka does not figure out how to adjust and play high-level playoff basketball, I mean, and that's saying a lot because everybody all look, we went toe-to-toe. We lost both series. He got whooped in five. He got gentlemen swept in the finals, in the conference finals. He has to learn to adjust. If he LeBron, if he's Joker, if he is in that tier, in these playoff games, he has to adjust. They will hunt him. They're going to tire him down so you cannot bring the ball up. The step back three ain't it. Hey, bro. Y'all gonna make me.
Yeah. And there's also one thing we have not talked about. James Harden, bro.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Played
that's
well.
That's a bad boy.
That's a positive thing for the Mavs.
He did whatever.
That's a positive.
No, I thought that too. I was like, he only got two of these.
Yeah, he's only got two. He's wasted one. Yeah.
But to get the masterclass in game one, I was sick. I'm talking about anything. I mean, setting Zubac up, the history just cooking. I mean, talk about who Luka could be. If he's more James Harden, or is he more Joker LeBron? This the playoffs to find out.
Yeah.
I think those are great questions. I'm here to let you know. Let you know as the Mavs fan. Is he James Harden or is he Joker and LeBron? Mm-hmm. This the series. This the series. Third time versus him, LeBron and Joker would have figured him out. He would have figured him out. Third time is the charm.
So speaking of Jason Kidd, there is a conspiracy going around.
Fuck Jason Kidd, bro.
From Niles himself. He did take Luka out 1 point before he hit the over. Do we have another Jontay Porter scandal on our hands? Does the league need to investigate this, Corey?
I need Jason Kidd investigated. He didn't want me to win my $15.
Mm-hmm.
Now took the over 33 and a half. It was definitely a bait but you got to know, Vegas always going to bait you. I keep telling you that. They bait you. Everybody took, and Russillo was on it. Everybody kept taking Dallas. That means, hey, take the Clippers, take them unders. It ain't hitting, bro. They want you to take that over because they like, we the hottest team, all that. They got you.
I didn't have no faith in the Mavs. It was in Luka scoring 40.
Me too. But once I saw that third step back, I'm gonna tell you, if he bricked three step backs in a row, I'm gonna tell you what type of game it's about to be. We got a long night ahead.
The crazy thing is, he still had 33.
We're hoping for a Kyrie masterclass.
And y'all scored 8 points in the second quarter.
Yeah, that won't happen again. We will never score 30 and a half again.
Yeah.
I think the Mavs could possibly like steal game two.
Are we still in game two? I promise you, we still in game two. I think the adjustments going for
Derrick Jones cannot touch the floor anymore.
If I don't overreact to a game one, it's this game one because the Mavs just didn't play well. Like I feel pretty confident that they can still make this a series. And
This is going 6-7. And if it gets to a game seven, that's when my confidence becomes in Luka in two game sevens I've seen nothing but maybe one of the greatest players that's ever
If you get this
to seven, it's scary.
Right. Because it was just bad basketball. Like that second quarter, 8 points. Yeah. It was the most uncomfortable thing I watched that day. And I watched Gerard Carmichael's show. So it's just like Mavs gotta do better, bro.
Last thing I'll say, Corey, I think you bring up a good point about Luka and his positioning. He's just gonna have to finally like swallow his pride and be like, I can't just play Luka ball to win this series. Like, I'm gonna have to start catching it in the post more, in the high post, and just really, because he can do it. He doesn't want to do it.
He said it before the series. They said, what's the difference this year? He said, we got Kyrie. Trust him. Mm-hmm. LeBron is so beautiful because he lets D-Wade and Kyrie initiate offense. And to his fault, we'll talk about it in the second half of this. He lets D-Lo and all threes initiate. He lets it happen because if I'm going to operate off that, then my two-man game with you is even more beautiful and synergetic. Okay. Go ahead. I know we got.
All right. Yeah. Let's move on to, I think, the series that it requires the least amount of conversation, and that's Heat Celtics. how do you stop the Celtics?
I mean, Jimmy out for 4 weeks is over.
How do you stop the Celtics? Play for the Denver Nuggets.
Ooh, he ready to talk about it. We'll get to that second half. The Celtics looked beautiful. That's Celtics basketball. I mean,
scary.
The Heat with no Jimmy Butler is a completely different team. Jimmy is out. He's gone for 4 weeks. There's no way he's coming back. This series is over. I think they're going to steal one in one of them three or four games. But gentlemen, sweep. This series is over. Rolled them. I don't think it's much more to say. Hey, Tyler Hero, I think we were too hard on Anthony Simons and not hard enough on Tyler Hero. In that last play-in game and this game one, I see exactly why Portland didn't want Tyler Hero. And I don't think Tyler Hero will be a Miami Heat going forward, be on the Miami Heat going forward.
Yeah.
And they definitely miss Terry Rozier as well as Jimmy.
Yeah, he would have been.
And I think that's
good help. Yeah. My only note for the Heat is that Jaime Jaquez, I think, is so good.
Beast. Like, in that game where Hero almost shot him out, both game playing games, he was amazing. That nigga cold, man.
He's like, so good, I can't watch him play because he should be a Laker.
Yeah. I am puzzled how this man went like 17th or 18th, bro.
It makes me sick. This dude played in our backyard for 4 years.
Yeah. He would be killing in that series versus Denver. Oh, yeah. That's the kind of guy y'all need a better initiator. But, yeah, we'll get to that second half. But, yeah, this series is over. It's going to be quick. Shout out to the Celtics, man. I think they're going to get two easy rounds.
Heat culture is alive, bro. I don't care. I don't care that y'all get y'all body. I don't care that y'all get y'all body fat tested, and Pat Riley wake y'all up at 5 a.m. You niggas suck. Y'all do not have no culture. You got Shaq to come win you a ring and LeBron to come win you two rings.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, one other note on this series. Jovic, I've been loving Jovic.
He's been looking solid too.
And I keep telling y'all, them Olympic rosters then came out since we last talked.
I'm excited to see him play in the Olympics for sure.
I'm trying to tell you that Serbian national team, and we saw the playing game, Bogdanovic. I'm trying to tell y'all, Jovic and Bogey is getting a goal.
Stop saying that.
You think Kawhi and Joel make it? Never mind. All right. Anyways, y'all think Kawhi and Joel make it into the team?
No.
Oh damn.
Jovic, I'm excited to see what kind of green light he gets from the Serbian coach in the Olympics.
But he got
Joker feeding him. What are you
talking about? Right. I was like, does Jovic get the Chuck shots? Like 20? Does he get to take like 15, 20 shots a game in the Olympics?
It's going to be like we're watching Denver.
Bogdanovich, I was just about to say, they're going to look like Jamal Murray and motherfucking Aaron Gordon. This shit finna look silly. They're going to look like D-Wade and Chris Bosh next to LeBron, because you know that's fat LeBron. I'm telling y'all, all right, y'all thinking, they won the silver. All right,
All right, so we will move on to the Saturday games in reverse chronological order, which means the Nuggets and the Lakers are up next. And, you know, we'll just give our resident Laker fan the floor right here to vent or take his time to do whatever narrative he wants to push. He can do so right now.
So the Defensive Player of the Year semifinalists were just announced, and there's a young man named Anthony Davis that was left off the list, and he has a problem with that. And all I have to say about that is, hey, nigga, win this series. Who gives a fuck? You're a Laker, bro. You get to make tons of money and live in Los Angeles and play for the Lakers. Who gives a shit about Defensive Player of the Year? You don't. That's the thing. When you come to a big market team like the Lakers and you basically get a blockbuster trade, all that award shit is out the window. Your award was you got to play with LeBron and win a championship your first year. Go out there and try to foul that Serbian nigga out. That's what you need to do, bro. 32-15. I need 40-20. I'm gonna be real. That's the only way we're gonna steal a game. Cause we're definitely getting beat. Like, the Lakers have no chance. LeBron is like depending on like D'Lo and Austin Reeves to run the offense, and they can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's now 9 in a row. You've lost now 9 in a row.
They just have our number. It's a team that we just do not match up well against. And Denver is a squad where their role players don't just play good at home. Like, it's not one of those like, oh, they just hitting shots because they're in Denver. Like, no, they will come to Kalamazoo, Michigan, and have 40 points off the bench. It doesn't matter where they're at, bro. And we can't guard them. Like, to be up 12 and then just get the lead taken like that and then lose like we did, it's just, they're just way better. Their offense, and like the way Jokic just runs that offense, it's like quarterback-esque. Like, it's like, it kind of pisses me off because it's not fun to watch. It's just like, you're just playing good basketball. Fuck that.
No, it really is. He just has the ball and the four other players are just running routes. Like, it really is.
And they make shots, bro. They make shots.
Yep. You hear that, Luka?
I do disagree with Jamal Murray saying like they're the best duo. No, Jokic is just the best player.
he'd have, anyone would be the best duo with Jokic. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be like saying like, yeah, you and
Kiki. Like what Deion Sanders said. They say who the.
I was gonna say like that'd be like if I went to a party with Kiki Palmer. Like y'all are like the most beautiful couple here. It's like I think she's doing a lot of the legwork.
Yeah, I've written down nothing's impossible. But this could be. I just don't see any way that it happens.
They have no shot. They could maybe steal game 3 in LA if like LeBron and AD just play out of their minds. But I just 3 through 12 on that team just is not good enough.
This was a bad D-Lo game. I have written down, though, that they are the best. Nuggets is the best two-man game in the league. They are incredible. Any shot they wanted in the second half, any shot they wanted. And to have Anthony Davis get 15 rebounds is cooling off. But Gordon and Michael Porter had 19 rebounds between the two of them. And to go along with Joker's 12 rebounds, killed you guys on the glass. Bad D-Lo game. I don't know. Yeah, you might be right. Incredible. I mean, I don't know how much better. You said 40-20. I don't know how much better. You got good LeBron and AD game. That's been the story of y'all whole season, of having a healthy LeBron playing good. And just it just hasn't been good enough. Like, it got y'all 40-plus wins, got y'all the 8 seed. But I think now it's like, you're seeing it in the playoffs. You against literally the best team in the world. And, yeah, I think it's going to be some changes, man. Like, I guess y'all in the Trae Young market for real.
Yeah, this is what if LeBron's, serious about winning another title, I feel like he needs to get out of the West. Like, I just don't think it's going to happen when – if he can't beat Jokic, then he's going to have to beat Luka. Then he's going to have to beat Shea. Like, I just don't see him coming out of this Western Conference at 40 years old.
Well, and I
was going to say, well, Ben, you don't get a deal with Warner Brothers playing for the Orlando Magic.
That's hilarious. Maybe you do right there in Disney. I was going to say, Joker, this is the best player since LeBron. Since that 2012 to 2018 LeBron, this is the best player since. I keep calling him Fat LeBron. It's just like, we remember when LeBron was like, he going to get any shot. We're talking about best two-man game. Remember that 2020 run when LeBron and AD was the best two-man game in the league. This is just incredible what he's doing. Joker deserves all the respect. He's going to win MVP. He is going to run through this Lakers team. I do think another gentleman sweep is on the way. I don't think they're going to sweep y'all. I do think y'all can steal one because LeBron is healthy. And D'Lo, you might get a good D'Lo game, but D'Lo, in the sweep last year, he was bad. This is not his series. This is not his series. You got fucking – KCP is not guarding LeBron or AD. I mean, he gets to just fuck with D'Lo the whole time.
And it's – I feel like every game has gone like the same way. It's been a competitive game. The Lakers sometimes will get out to like a 10-point lead. But at the end of the day, the Nuggets just close the gap and they end up winning. And they end up winning with it like convincingly every single time.
Yeah, because probably against another team, this LeBron and AD is still good enough. That's why I know they're going to just make big changes. You think LeBron's going to leave the West. But no, they're just going to trade Austin Reeves and all of them. And they probably going to get Trae Young or something this offseason. But yeah, it's these guys aren't getting it done. And it don't help that they play in the Nuggets. Shout out to the Nuggets. They're probably going back to back.
Also, like another – like if – another reason why the Westbrook trade to the Lakers was such a bad trade. This is the only reason KCP is on the Nuggets. Like, if that trade never happened.
That's exactly what I was thinking too, Ben. Because I was saying it, yo, the whole reason y'all 3-12 is bad is because of the Westbrook trade. The Westbrook trade set y'all back so far because y'all was getting diminishing returns. Y'all got the worst of the Westbrook trade. Like, y'all traded such a good package for Westbrook because it was on the last leg up. Is Westbrook, does he still got it? And now he's on the Clippers being a six-man that just plays to the home crowd. Like,
it's not even so much now that they traded for Westbrook, but that they traded away KCP and then Kyle Kuzma. Like, they would still be on the Lakers right now, helping the Lakers.
And to throw salt on it, y'all picked that nigga over Caruso, THT.
So. Yeah. And I'll just throw on the Jaime Hawkins then at the end. But that's it. We're done with that.
Lake Show.
Okay. Yeah. We'll move on to the game in New York. The game in the Garden, the Sixers.
Ben was talking about that too, Steve. Hey, the Garden sound crazy in the playoffs.
So I will.
The Garden, that, go ahead.
No, I will say, like, growing up, like, my age, never, the Knicks were never good. All I would hear was just, oh, the Garden's the Mecca of basketball, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, when, how? Like, I've never seen this. It's over. But, like, now I, like, I understand. I understand what those people were talking about because there is a different. It feels louder. I don't know what the acoustics or what they're doing in New York, but it does feel louder.
Four series in the last 3 years, and you could feel it that the recency of that same is getting better. It's coming because they was beating the Sixers, and there was a fucking B chant, but there was fuck Trae Young chants too from that first series from 2021. That's so funny. This team. Because it's still some remnants. I know I know my boy Julius is on the bench, but another great Mitchell Robinson guy. Yeah. Can I say that before we talk about Embiid? Another great. And that's how I felt. I said it in the middle of – I tweeted it in the middle.
Four blocks?
Off the bench. Hey, Hardenstein was – Ben was saying that Hardenstein with those Villanova boys and OG was good. No, Mitchell said, no, I'm still the best center on this team.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying. I tweeted it during the Mavs game of how Zubac was looking. He was making our centers look like how Jared Allen looked against Mitchell Robinson. And it might just be, as we're seeing, a Mitchell Robinson thing. Even a hobbled Embiid. I mean, a hobbled Embiid, hey, if Mitchell going to be on you, you got – and I could throw – oh, my God. They got so many bodies to throw at them. Hartenstein, OG. Yeah, y'all. And this was a bad Brunson game. not even – we've been talking about some guys having bad games. Murray had a bad game in that last one we were just talking about. This is more of a – I like Nurse. This is the only good thing Nurse did was scheme against Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, 8 for 26. He really struggled.
Yeah. This is a Deuce McBride, Mitchell Robinson, and then the craziest Josh Hart game. Called that one again. Josh Hart, difference maker.
Josh Hart and McBride, that was like very surprising to me. I mean,
yeah, this is your Deuce McBride welcoming party.
So well, this is.
This is why they traded Emmanuel quickly. Because they knew, Tibbs knew, and Tibbs don't even like young guys. That's how you know Deuce McBride is a dog. You talk about Tibbs running guys into the ground. Nah, but he know who to run into the ground.
Because like the running joke for a while was McBride's been playing really good since he went to the Dune movie premiere. And so like, I mean, I've seen him, like he's hit the threes. He's been like a nice little 3 and D guy. But man, I mean, he looked like the best player on the floor.
I mean, they were like dribble step back threes. Like that's those are like the toughest like, threes to hit.
He was waving people off and like taking niggas off the dribble and just hitting shots. Like Jalen Brunson went 8 for 26. Like he was the best offensive player on the floor the other day. Like I was
and a much better defender than Emmanuel quickly. Take that, Toronto. and that happened. I'm just saying that because I was thinking it was crazy to trade quickly at the time. And now the Deuce McBride towards the end of the season and this opening playoff game was crazy. And we just saw the ultimate package from Josh Hart because before he wasn't knocking down those shots in the first three quarters, but ended up with 13 rebounds. You saw the ultimate package. Great hustle plays, great defense, cleaning on the glass, and then just bing, bing, bing. OG hit a big one down the stretch. If that's going to happen, hey, man, I'm going to love this Knicks team versus the Bucks because the Bucks ain't got the type of wings and defenders to and size to throw at Jalen Brunson like they do. So,
Josh Hart shot the most free throws of the team. He went 8 for 10 from three, was getting to the line. I was thinking this when I was watching them. Like, is Josh Hart just like – another Andre Iguodala where like he's not good at offense, but when you need him to be, when you need him to knock down a shot, he just somehow will knock down a three.
And I want Iguodala to take the shot.
Yeah.
I like that call. I think Iguodala was a little better in his prime, but I do like that on the blue tip of like Josh Hart is just everywhere you need him to be when he needs to be, always at the right time.
I think I like Josh Hart better than OG Anunoby. Maybe I need to watch more, but like I also like how much is OG Anunoby worth? Because he's really good on defense, but he really when he has the ball in his hand, I'm just like, thank God he has the ball in his hand.
other than that is so funny. Other than that fourth quarter three, he's just an incredible defender. Other than that, you're right. And they're about to pay him $100 million. That's gonna be a great talk in the offseason when we do that.
It's gonna be
awkward. We haven't even talked to Sixers. I guess we all thinking this is over.
Embiid
looked incredible in the first half. I was gonna say it when we got to that Cavaliers series. I didn't know, and I saw Raheem Palmer tweet the same thing. I think I thought Spider and Joel was more injured than they were, and maybe Joel is again now. But if Joel's going to play, I don't know.
He
finished his game. He couldn't finish this game. He Gatorade symbol over his head always early. But I don't know if you're going to get monster and B games. And if they know how to scheme Jalen Brunson, because you're not going to get this many Josh Hart games. And how many Deuce McBride games are we going to get like this? Like, we're singing the Knicks praises. But if Joel is going to be – because they don't play – they play game two today,
right? You don't think
Joel's
done?
No.
Indeed. They play game two today, and they don't play again until Thursday. I think you're giving Joel a lot of rest. There's not a big travel. They only going to New York. I just think – Joel was the best player on the floor in the first half.
I will tell my grandkids about the first half of that Joel Embiid game.
Yeah, are you
that
crazy?
That was some of the most dominant basketball.
Were you working? Was that 4:20? You were working, weren't you?
Yeah.
No, I took the day off because the Cavs were playing.
Not you, Ben. I'm talking about him. He worked this KFC event. So that's what I'm saying. Watching it live, the best player, and that's what I'm saying. And he still came back. That's what I'm just saying. This dude, right. Motherfucker, just falls all over the floor like Devin Booker. We're gonna talk about that. Just falls all over the floor looking for calls and always hurts himself. So I just think he needs to fucking lock in, because I said it at the beginning of this pod. Joel did not show up at all in that Celtics series. You got two incredible fucking Harden games, a great maxi team win, and all you needed was a monster Joe. If they would have got one of them halves from Joel that they got in that Knicks game last night, they would have won that fucking series. That's how good Joel fucking Embiid is. Same thing as Luka. This nigga just going to fill up the stat sheet regardless. So, and you didn't get a good Batum game. You got a great Kyle Lowry game fucking somehow. Right. That's what I think they still could be in this series. And if Joel, if you're going to start giving him 3 days off going into game three and it's not a big travel, I don't know, man. You're giving the boy more rest to come in and drop 50 ball on your head and you can get good time.
I think this could go
games.
Seven. I think
this could go seven. And if this goes seven in the Garden, I know it's the Garden. But woo! Joel Embiid in the Garden game seven.
I just think like,
oh my goodness, Niles, are you crazy? I couldn't write that movie. That's Uncut Gems too.
Oh man, I look. I want to see it. I just don't have a lot of faith in Joel Embiid in the playoffs.
Okay, I mean he teetered off the second half because of like whatever he reacted.
Yeah, he was two for 11 in that the second half.
Fucking throwing off the backboard dunk to just end like one of the most dominant first halves I've ever
seen. That was crazy.
An NBA player. This man started. He started 3-pointer and one and one. Like this dude, I want him to touch the ball every single time. Like he should shoot every single time on the floor. Like he's either gonna make the shot or he's gonna go through the free throw line. Like this dude. I have to imagine this is what Shaq felt like back in the day. Just like unstoppable.
And that's all I'm saying. If he has to stay on the floor, and now you are right to feel scared. If he injures himself or they get beat in five, I'm not going to be surprised. But I just think the way he looked in that first half, this can go seven easy. And Joel Embiid in the game seven in the Garden. I feel kind of the same way I feel about Luka. Even though I've seen it from Luka, I just feel I've seen Joel in those big crowds. He feeds off that. They're going to be booing him fucking Embiid, and he might just be eating Mitchell Robinson's lunch. So I'm excited for this series. This really could be one of the better series. So.
Yeah.
Or it could be one of the shorter, and I could be like, all right, man, I'm off the Embiid shit.
Yeah, bro, I'm going to have to – okay.
All right, let's do it for
our
boy.
That's
Luke.
What I just needed to passionately get off my chest, that Joel Embiid was just insane. We'll move on. Okay, we got two series left. Suns, T-Wolves. T-Wolves kind of took the Suns to town, and I want to say I want to apologize to all the Wolves fans out there. I was wrong. Wolves in four.
We were all wrong. I kept saying it. The bulletin board material for the Clippers, the Bucks, and the Wolves was crazy. I'm so sorry, Lucas. This the only team need to be talking about defensive player of the year. Hey, that clip going around of fucking Booker hitting the under the reverse layup, incredible defense from Gobert. These niggas look like the 04 Pistons out there at one point, guys.
It was locking up.
They were locking up. I'm so excited to see them versus Denver. If you're going to get it, Bill Simmons said this, I loved it. Hey, Ant-Man in front of that goddamn Minnesota crowd, the homies was blowing up the group chat. 88 Jordan, new face of the league. LeBron ain't never passing no torch. But boy, oh boy, that nigga Ant-Man in that third quarter and the clip going around him talking to KD, and KD was cooking. Booker didn't show up, and I try not to talk about playoff book. I try not to disrespect playoff book because he's had some great games and some stinkers. This nigga might be the best, up and down nigga. But Ant-Man.
And, like, the way Kevin Durant was, like, reacting to Ant talking shit, he was kind of, like, smiling, was like, all right, dude, I know, just settle down a little bit, you know, you're feeling good.
KD is his favorite player.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That had to really feel good. But, I mean, I was wrong. I just didn't think the T-Wolves really had it in them. Because, like, you can talk about, like, they're so good defensively, they can do this. But then it's like they have Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and KD. So it's like, I have to see it. But
and
I mean,
had them boys out there shaking. That 3-0 shit ain't mean nothing in them playoffs. Nas Reed, Nikhil Alexander Walker, hey, Cat and Mike Conley got kind of, I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to say that they kind of got overruled for Nas Reed and Nikhil Alexander Walker, but it happened a little bit.
So there's a stretch of the game. I went back and watched. There's a stretch of the game where Ant came out in foul trouble. And Nikhil Alexander Walker, I mean, he really held it down. That he was the X factor, I think, in that first half.
Yeah, Nas Reed, big threes, big Nas Reed. We kept talking about it while Cat was out. Big Nas Reed was going crazy. Yeah, Gobert is the defensive player of the year, y'all. I think
so too.
Yeah, give him his shit. Give him his shit.
Because I hate him. I think it's him.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, they have Devin Booker just can't get any space. Like the final game, the game 82. Same story as this game. He cannot get any space. They are
Jaden McDaniels. He probably going to be second team all defense. Jaden McDaniels. Him and Herb Jones, dogs. Best wing defenders in the league.
I felt the Suns, like, they played good defense as they could. Like, they were trying really hard. It's just every single player on the Wolves, like, they are bigger than every single player on the Suns, like, every position. Like, the Suns' best chance is, I think, just to stick with Nurkic at the five and just see what happens. At least they got size, because Katie
Nurkic
at the five
just couldn't finish at the rim a lot. There were some good times. But he had so many good looks. Nurkic, I think that's going to change. Nurkic's going to have better games. But, yeah, you might be right trying to go big, because this team is huge. I'm getting more excited for the Denver series as you talk about that, because of how big Denver looks and how big the Lakers look, and just the size. Like, we are back in a big ass league. But yeah, I mean, incredible KD game. Grayson Allen did get hurt through this, but you just saw it again. Like, we talking about the Lakers not having the horses. They don't have the horses, and I know the lineups get shorter. It's just like we depended on a lot of Royce O'Neal, bad Eric Gordon game. Nurkic wasn't the greatest. And if Grayson Allen's going to be hurt, that eliminates some of the shot making you do have and some of the spacing you have, depending a lot on Eric Gordon, Drew Eubanks. Hey, Drew Eubanks, I know exactly why Isaiah Stewart punched you in the face. You should not touch the floor ever again. Hey, it just looked – I was so wrong. Hey, Wolves – you saying Wolves in four, we overreacting to game one. Wolves in six. You can't change your predictions, but
I just don't
you
see how.
I'm so sorry I went with the Suns. This is over. They're going
to
spank
these
Wolves.
Easy for the Wolves just to get it. They got anything they want on offense, and like, they're not the best offense. And it was just
at all. And we about to talk about that in the last series. I said it. I said, yo, the Magic need to be watching the T Wolves. But you know, that's why I love Bill Simmons saying Ant-Man. In motherfucking Minnesota is a dog. And this seems over to me. This don't seem good. I know they're going to get a couple games because they're booked, they're KD, they're Bill. Same way they did in that Denver series, but I think this is over in six. I think they close them out in Phoenix.
Yeah. Congrats. Congrats to the Wolves on making it to the second round.
That Nuggets series, I think they're going to put on a classic. We jumping ahead, but that Nuggets series, you saying it now, if Gobert defending like that, hey, man, and when Cat get benched and got to get traded in the offseason, oh, my goodness, it's going to be incredible. But
I'm excited.
That's great. Yeah, hey, Suns, then the Suns might be better next year when they figure this out. They need a point guard. They need to figure something out. Can you trade Bill? Are we getting too ahead of ourselves on that? Can you trade Bill?
I was thinking, like, the best long-term thing for the Suns is to trade KD. Like, that's the best long-term move.
The old man.
But
the old man, while you still got a little value left.
Yeah, he's still got value.
You can get that.
You can't trade Brad Beal. He won't allow it. He
still has
final
the
say.
Calls. Oh,
yeah.
I forgot. Wow. Man, we got to get Aaron on the pot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves. All right. Let's get to that last series.
Okay. And the one that the romp that started off the playoffs on Saturday. The 93-87 win from the Cavs. I was very happy to see this. And I guess I'll just say first, I think I just vastly underestimated how bad this Magic offense actually is. Like, I didn't, I was just like, well, how bad can like a modern day NBA offense actually be? Like, it's 2024. It's the NBA. The offenses can't be that bad. This, I mean, it's Paolo, and that is it. That is it. No one even close.
1 for 12 from both the guards, Gary Harris and
no one even close. Gary Harris, I get it. He might play good defense. This man doesn't do anything else.
We see why the Nuggets got him out of there. We see exactly why the Nuggets got him.
Why? Like, they don't need more defenders. They need offense. Like, Gary Harris should not be playing, I don't think. I just can't believe he's starting.
I was bigging up Jonathan Isaac on that last pod. I'm so sorry to you, Ben. As soon as I saw him in the starting lineup, I came right in there teasing you. And wow. It does did not matter. Yeah, it is Paolo and nothing else.
They have to figure out a way to like shoot.
Yeah, that comes with better player, different players. They just don't have the players.
Yeah, everybody had been saying all year they needed a guard, like a new guard. Like, obviously, we were praising Jalen Suggs. And look, those guys not going to shoot that bad again. Maybe Gary Harris. But, yeah, this team, it's over. Hey, Spider, I didn't know you was that healthy. My bad, Spider. Hey, Spider. I ain't know you was that healthy. And that shout out to Jared Allen. There was moments in this game. I've loved Jared Allen all season. I've been saying it. I guess Mobley had a
Mobley had a great first half. He was
peace. Yeah, no, Mobley didn't score. We should talk him a lot on here. So Mobley peace. Can I say this about my GI representative?
Yeah.
I think long term for this Cavs team, it would be best if Darius Garland was the one that was moved. I think DG should be a Spur. And if this is Donovan Mitchell's team, if Donovan Mitchell's going to be the best player on this team, there's times when I was watching this game when I'm like, why is that ain't his game? That ain't his game.
If Donovan Mitchell commits to the team, I'm down for it. But
DG needs his own team. He can't play off.
I don't think he played like that poorly.
No, he didn't have a it wasn't a bad game, but there was moments I'm just sitting there like, you remember the game 2 y'all won last year was a DG game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all I thought through the whole offseason was like, and I kept saying it all season, these two can't play together. These two can't play together. And what happened? Y'all started rolling when them two wasn't playing together. And this is another game where, I mean, against this Magic team, I don't think it's going to matter. But I think when y'all get to that Celtics series, that's going to be when the Wimby DG campaign going to get started.
Yeah, let's just not say when we get. Let's just, you know, it was still like
a. Oh, my bad. My bad. I know you'd be scarred. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This series is guys by no mean over. Yeah,
I think this is a gentleman's sweep after I watched it this first game.
They just and can't.
We knew it was going to be a brick fight. But again, if Spider is this healthy, I wasn't thinking Spider was going to be this healthy. And then both your bigs are really good. I mean, collectively. It's food.
I think we showed up to play the game, and we played hard. We played physical. That Magic D is so suffocating to where, like, if we do make it to the next round against the Celtics, like, somehow the Celtics are going to feel like a breath of fresh air, like, oh my goodness, like, we can breathe on offense now. So I think that could help. But, you know, it's still not over. Still not over.
You think All right.
87 points, bro.
Hey, can I tell you something? Hold on now. He out of his mind. I said it for a reason. The Wimby and DG campaign starts in Celtics here. Drew Holiday, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tate. Also, both the Jays playing their best defense of the year. We don't give the Celtics enough of their praise. Christian, coming on this podcast soon, you better give some respect now. Them boys is going to eat y'all lunch. They gonna use y'all as a tester. They like, I don't give a fuck if Jalen Brunson coming, Giannis coming. Y'all niggas, hey, bro. Y'all thought y'all couldn't score 100 versus the Magic. Hey, if Joe Mazzulla don't do nothing right, he's scheming him up some defense.
We're talking about a series that doesn't exist yet. So
okay. My bad, Scarred fan. This nigga scared of, hey, bro. 9 turnovers from Paolo. They do need a point guard. They need another guard.
So this is what I was thinking. Like,
hey, Franz, my bad. Hey, Franz, help,
bro. Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm so
help.
Because I was so high on the Magic coming into this, and it's like you niggas cannot score the bat. Like being able to be good on defense is great, but if you also only score 80 points, then it doesn't fucking matter. Paolo was just out there like, I don't know, bro. Like, what does he say to these niggas in the locker room? Like, so are y'all going to, like, play basketball or?
So this is what I was thinking watching the game. Like, I think this could be a perfect Trae Young team. Like, wow. if there's one team.
Hitting on Niles' dreams.
That can, like, subsidize, like, the Trae Young defense.
It's right, the Magic it's team. Like the four of y'all can go stop them. And I'll
yeah, no, yeah, hey, Suggs, geez. Isaac, Paolo, Frauds, they're long enough to where they can play 4-on-5 defense. Trey should just always be, I guess, not even back.
Damn, I mean, maybe you can finesse some Folt Harris, Wendell Carter, and a bunch of picks for Trey. Wow, Ben with the hot, oh my God, that is beautiful. Young, that's like what I thought about that Brooklyn team with Mikael, them, and Camp. Wow, and Dorian, wow, I love that, Ben. That's a beautiful trade. I'm so sorry, Lakers. They got the picks, too. Yeah. Well, I mean, well, y'all going to have 3 in the offseason as well. I guess it's just about you want Austin Reeves or you want Wendell Carter, a third big man. But they'll trade Clint Capella this offseason. They're going to trade Trey.
Do you
but...
think we will see 100 points by either team this series?
Cavs or Magic?
Or specifically the Magic?
I mean, I know they're not scoring 100 points.
And the Cavs could get there, maybe.
Yeah. Big Max Struce game, big Niang game, in control yeah. LeVert game. Y'all gonna get
yeah,
a couple
Niang
of those.
Some
yeah.
open threes. We need to find a way to get more open threes. That's what I thought about. We started 5 for 5, and then ended up 8 for 30. So we were in like 3 for 25 the rest of the game. So we need to find a little way to get more better threes.
Give Sam Merrill a little more time, JB.
Agreed. The amount of like focus on defense you have to pay attention to Sam Merrill. I think that makes a difference, even if he doesn't make a shot or take a shot. Just having him running around, I think, makes a difference. Caris LeVert, 19 minutes, perfect. Maybe even a little less. We don't
maybe
you know,
even a little
minutes.
Less. Talk to him.
Maybe
you hear
17.
That Tim Hardaway,
maybe
your
18.
Minutes going down too.
I think yeah, everyone like played well. I was very impressed by Max Strus. He battled on the boards. Isaac.
Yeah, and he's gonna shoot better for sure.
Yeah.
And I guess that one Magic win, that's why I'm so confident in y'all getting to the second round. That one Magic win, because we talking about the offseason for the Magic because they don't have the answers for y'all right now. There's not an initiator. Do we get a Joe Ingles start, a turn back the clock?
You gotta play Joe Ingles. You just have to.
Joe Ingles can initiate better than anybody on the floor. Cole Anthony's shot was terrible. Can we get a big Cole Anthony game? Maybe
yeah.
Cole Anthony has the ability to light it up for 20. So make that's what I'm thinking. A Joe Ingles. That's where we at. A Joe Ingles, Cole Anthony with Paolo combination to win one game. If y'all sweep them. That would be impressive, but it would be like, no, y'all should sweep that team we saw in game one.
Yeah.
It's just like, if they bring Joe Ingles out, he's getting hunted for 4 quarters.
Yeah. This ain't the Joe Ingles that was guarding PG in Utah.
Like, who do you hide Joe Ingles on this Cavs team?
Yeah,
hopefully, some Okoro minutes. Yeah, no, not the way Mobley played. Okay, big up your boy. Big up Derek Favors.
That was the best first half I think I've seen him play. He was aggressive. He kept us in the game the first half. I don't yell that much when I watch Cavs games, but when Evan Mobley hit those two threes to start off with, I was so hyped. And it was like 10 a.m. I probably woke up my roommates, but I didn't care.
Playoff basketball is here.
Last thing I'll say about this series is I'm speaking directly to you, Mo Wagner, directly to you. I want you to hear this. I will fight you. I will, if I see you in person, I will try to fight you. Okay. I know I'm 6'1", a flabby 180. I will lose, but just out of principle, like I will fight you because all you are is just a troll. You're not bringing energy to the team. Everyone's just hating you. That's what you are just trolling the team. But I will say he did play pretty well for the minutes he was in. So, but other than that, like if I sit courtside at a Magic game, like I am talking shit to Mo Wagner, and if he comes at my face, I'm not backing down. I'm standing up and be like, let's do this. Punch a fan. Punch me, Mo Wagner.
You trying to get a young man deported. That's fucked up.
Yeah, bro. Come on, man. The Germany national team is going to be good. And maybe that's when Franz going to start playing good basketball, too. Because, I'm sick. Because me and Ben was on here. It was Niles the only one going like, yo, Paolo, y'all crazy. Yeah, I just felt like Niles was being black. Like, no, Paolo got it. And we like, what did you see, Franz? He was killing in FIBA. Franz the one. Oh, it's on Franz. And Franz didn't even have the worst game. But you just can't. Franz! God damn. That's why this Magic team, that's why you should get ready for that Celtics asshole. Yeah. Because y'all going to feast on this team. Y'all going to have some great wins. Niggas going to be like, nigga, Donovan coming back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then y'all can start the narrative. That's why you need this series. You whoop them, and then you blame it all on Darius Garland in the second round. And go get them boys. Try to get Sohan in the trade because I'm starting to hear Devin Vassell ain't for sale.
Okay. We'll wrap it up now. This has been a...
Whoa. We got a little time left. Jonte Porter got banned for life.
Okay, yeah. We got 60 seconds.
Bullshit. It's bullshit, bro.
Oh, like, 60 seconds?
How about Michael Porter Jr. not even, like, fighting for him in, like, his press conference? Like, he just kind of accepted the fact. Like, yo, fight for your brother.
This got charges. I'm trying to chill out and stay on this. I'm about to win a second title, nigga. Hopefully that quiet the noise. Ban for life.
Not for the Porter's
Pete Rose right. Shit. That is it's crazy. You shouldn't bet on your own team. That was nuts. But ban for life.
Ban for life is crazy.
Adam Silver. That was maybe his David Stern kicking in a little bit. That was the nigga they saw at the All-Star halftime. So
and I've been saying it like that's crazy considering this is what the NBA is gonna make their no tolerance policy on when you've got several other things. I don't even have to say names. You know
true.
You know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, this is stupid. It was dumb. Suspend him. Ban him is stupid. And like when people were like, well, they got to make an example out of somebody. How come whenever the phrase make an example is used, it's always on a black man?